Begin the current daf, Masechet Gittin, daf Chav, begin on the base, begin on Tos Masta, begin with the Gemara, the words of the Gemara's question. He says, hey, take this get, and it's actually the value of a ksuba also. Man, what's halacha? So this explains that Afak of the Chasva al Esuga, not kosher, even though we said the halacha, that'd be right, I don't think it's forbidden to have a no, it's kosher, so obviously you don't have to be giving anything of value for the get. So what's the question if this is itself the payment of the ksuba? So you want to know, are you giving anything regarding the get? You don't have to give anything value of the get. So it says, yeah, hang from the yavla miya kola. Yeah, but that's at least you're giving the whole get, the piece of paper itself. You're not giving the actual the get itself, the plate, you're giving it not really as a, you know what I mean, giving it really as a get, you're not giving anything, you're giving a payment of the ksuba. Therefore, that's the question, would that work as a get or not? The next says, with the words of the Gemara, if he says, here, look, take this, but on the condition of giving back the payment, so on that says the Gemara that she's going to be divorced. Which Tay says, "Peg Mishav." So the Gemara later on the Fine Hey Manav Kaboy asks, "Maishna Reishon, Maishna Seifa." Well, what's the difference? What's the difference if you say I'm not giving it to you, or if you have to give it back to me? Mefarish Loshen Echad that Mishum the Seifa, according to one version, Mishum the Seifa have a Tanai Umaisa B'Dav Echad. What happens is that the case of the Seifa is that you have a condition, which is you give it back to me. And you have an action regarding one thing. It's about the paper. Now, Baba Tanai Bottle, in such a case, we say the condition is nullified, umaisakarim, and the action is gonna be valid. So, okay, the mice is the nesinas get, the paper's gonna be valid, and the condition of having to give it back is bottle. Because that version holds the imam nas. When you say on the condition, which the words we're using over here, the different maskot says, love ko imam ashab, it's not like you said from now. So it's and a get cannot take effect until she gives it back to him. Yeah, but for Azi Yashla is Yash, then she cannot be divorced. So you're not going to be able to, then the get's not in her hand. So it's contradictory. So, therefore, even though she doesn't give it back, she's going to be divorced. Because again, the mice is going to be tamed, and this night is going to be bought. Now, Rava, the Ka'amar, the Perikama, the Kedushin, the Bavim, the Hilach, as we Matana, says here, take this as he has a gift. I'm not sure, on the condition you give it back to me. He says, okay, so if you give it back, yeah, but if you don't give it back, then you're not going to be Yitzim. Tais explains, Le Sabaka Hulishna. He doesn't hold like that Lashon, because if that would be the case, it's not dependent on giving it back. If you don't give it back, it's going to be okay. And the Rabbi Tamei, rather, the Rabbi goes according to his reasoning, the Mephaz Pek Mishavzai, that Mishav to have a Maisikum tonight. Because you are supposed to have Tanai Kum Lamaisa, as we learned tonight, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben. And here you have the Maisa before the Tanai. And Avgav the Behi, the Esrig, now Maisa Kum Latanai. Aye, what do you mean? By Esrig is also the Maisa Kum Latanai. That's the thesis that actually, meaning it says that here's the gift on the condition you give it back to me. Here's the Esrig on the condition, that's the Maisa before the Tanai. That shouldn't be a requirement then of conditions. So why does he require the fulfillment of the conditions? Meaning, unlike over here, we're saying that it doesn't depend upon giving it back. Yeah, that's because of Maisa Kum Latanai. There's also Maisa Kum Latanai. It says, like Doc Rava Ben Mosei. Rava wasn't so precise in his wordings over the Laminkat Hatanai so when he talks about the condition, it's like you have to. But the truth is, you're right. Yeah, it had to really say, on the condition you give it back to me, the Esrig, the Tanai, and then the Maisa, here. So here's the Esrig. And then you have to keep the condition. Now, Hu Lishna, according to the other interpretation, Mephaz Ben Mishalza, the Gemara later on the Vine Haven Base explains, that Mishum, that the Koloima Amanaz, that when you say on condition, it is Koloima Akshav Dami. It is considered like as if you said it right now. Oh, then Lohab again. Then it's not going to be a get. Elam Kin is the Raslam Saif until you give it back at the end, where Shindis Kaim is not even filled the condition. Bazab again, Mishash Abal Yad, then it's again for when she got it because it is Koloima Akshav, like you said it right now. It's not like that you had it and then you want to nullify it afterwards. No, it's like you're saying it right now. That's Shad the other Mandam over there. Next is Master Begin with the Gemara. Sevachad Mirachman. No, the Torah says that it's safer, which means one. And B'lishnayim B'shalosha Sfarim, it can't be two or three different scrolls. So therefore, you can't just use all the cut-out pieces. So I've got to come on the Shulabon and safer, although later on, the Chav Havim Beis Darabon and Darshan. From the word safer, that actually doesn't mean anything about a scroll, about one and not three of them. It's L'sviras Dvarim. It's regarding the telling over the story. Yeah, it still leaves room for this drash over here that it says in the singular and not to have plural swan. Then the Torah can say, "Hey, Chaim Akshay Mepeg Bas." How does the Gemara validate? In the last parak, later enough, please, I'm the Shai Mekta Get. Because of a davashen, if you leave over a sum of the get and you write it on the second column, how's that kasha? But on the missile, but Shnei Dafin, you should invalidate in the second column. Mishum Sefer Echad Om Rachmana, because the Torah says one Sefer, but Lishnei Mishlei Shesvaram, and not two or three Svaram, because the Torah says, because I'm reading Mepeg Bas the site, like in the second parak of Seid Davi Chesam Enav, Kasa Bishnei Dafin Besula. Yeah, if you write the Megillah Seita on two columns, it's going to be possible because Sefer Echad Amar Rachmana. So why here columns, two columns in Mikasha? So memory, the Rishon says, because the Shnei Daf and the Seita, when we talk about, quote-unquote, these two columns by Seita, that's possible, I B'Shtei Chatech is actually talking about two different pieces that just stitched together. Come on, I remember later on we're talking about B'Klav Echad B'Shnei Amudim. It's one parchment with two columns, that is Kasher, and they're both the same. Just the question is if it's really one or it's two that's together. It says not to begin the Gemara. No, you're right. We're talking about where it's connected, and because of that, it's only going to be Sefer Achad. It's not going to be Beis Megamal Svaru. Says Tosfos Megamal Gat Medakter Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai. They ain't tzarich beget that. Obviously, you don't need by a get. They call ice for ice that every single letter should be mukaves gevil. It has to be surrounded with parchment me'abru chesed from all four sides. Like we say, the over that they're connected. The letters are connecting one with the other, therefore it's considered like, you know, not separate svarim. So you see that obviously it, you don't have to be, every letter doesn't have to be surrounded with parchment. Bria May says, the imakan right. There's no proof because the other become the mover. This is saying it's connected. It doesn't really mean literally touching. Hainu regal and the chav. Shoshitol yaina, it's the chav sofit of the upper line. It's betesh shoshita shadachta, meaning the airspace of the test that's in the line beneath it. Which is invalid, but it's surrounded with parchment. Oh, Yerush Lamed Behei. We have the head of the Lamed in the airspace of the Hay, so it's like it's connected in it, but it's not really touching. But Chesed Lamalim, and the one the Chesed's above it, so it's not a riot. Makomakom near the Reed, but however, it does seem to the Reed that the Ein Tzarich Raya L'Hach. You don't have to have a proof even to say that it would be kosher, because the Davka B'Seiv Tarit from Mezuzas by Stam. Then the inner Shio Isis Makovas Givel. That's where you have to have the letters surrounded with parchment. And the Parakakam is like Moses Makhtav Lam Dal Merab Mishem Lachsubahu to Chesavtim, because there it says the Pasuk Lachsav. You should write them. Refers to those parshas Ksivatama. Chesavtim is the word Ksivatama, a complete writing. A baget like a kpeda, but get is no particularity because I feel the same. The diyel bein baget. You don't mean you either have a scroll and ink by get because the sefer the kasev baget. Just that it says the word sefer by get is l'sviras d'armudasa as the gemara says on chaval and base just to tell about the story of the divorce. So obviously it doesn't have to have the halacha of mukaf gvil. Next says not to begin with the gemara but sebes kaka. Talking about where he tattooed into the eved's body, which says bothered by a question, isn't there an issur of making a tattoo? It's just that the issur like a isura. Biblically, there's no prohibition that you yichtav the kaka b'dyor b'kchol. Until you, in the graving of the person's flesh, you actually put an ink and paint. And only then does it have this deraisa. And actually, even if you do the writing and you do the tattooing with ink, at yichtav b'sashem, until you actually write the name Pirish, in other words, Shem David Zara, like the name of an idolatry, like you might explain about it. So that's why you could do the tattoo, but it says me Yisur the Abban Ikar Hacha. But definitely there would be a Isra Abban, because I feel like if a Miklo Asalit Magam Makasai, not even put ashes on top of a wound for like some type of medicine, Nishinik Service Kaka, because it looks like a tattoo. So rabbinically it would be a problem, but biblically it's not. Now the thing is, it says, Vafala Hava Hachi Suda Raisa. Even if it would be biblical, if it would come up again, it would still be a get. Because I mean, like we said previously, kasha is no kasha. You write on something that's forbidden to have a no, it's gonna be kasha. I've got to lift them, although you know, obviously write a get on that because the amisan is you haven't benefit from it. But you see that even though it's forbidden, it would still be a valid get. And that's the same thing over here with the tattoo in the end. This is not the beginning of the Gemara. Let's bring it right, because Amr Shlokesh says, "Hakoy just animal chazaka. Animals don't have a chazaka if you have possession, because they could just walk on their own." But Taisa explained, "Pirush la'av, that's only immediately." But when this, 3 years have passed, then yes, then you do have a chazaka. I mean, the chazaka about my big masin babas daf lam bavim alav. Mezuzah has been doing the same. It's the Mishnah that we should have brought. Why are we bringing Rish Lakish? It's not an awesome. The Mishnah teaches that the chazaka and ever is only after 3 years of a lot of life, but immediately not. So you see, it's talk of the Mishnah. Boy, Borov actually once we're saying that my kamash from Rish Lakish. What is Rish Lakish actually teaching us? Masni, it's a Mishnah. That's we just brought it. And Medeich Lemit, it's pushing it to say Kamash Pirish or Rabbi Yehudim Korvil. That he says, Rish Lakish, meaning, you know what Rish Lakish is coming to teach us? A Philip Kagab, Nari Hachi, meaning, even in the case that we're bringing over in our Gemara. Shaget, Kasaba Yada, that when it gets written on his hand, oh, Kerem Zapar, or on the horn of the cow, Nika Chachik Tzas, the Yabal Isha, obviously that would seem to prove that it was given to the woman, because you see, her get is on it. Philip Hachi, even so, that's what Rish Lakish coming to tell us in the Chazaka. That still does not chazak alachi maisi Rish Lakish, and that's why I bring a red from Rish Lakish. Then, if that's the case, I will first behead you. So Rish Lakish should have explicitly explained what he's talking about. Since that's the only case that he's actually coming to teach us. Now, Yishlemi, rather, no, what you can say is the mastin leishem mina goyjus. No, from that Mishnah over there, we wouldn't know the halach of goyjus. Why? I would think only by slaves, the bnei das. They have intelligence. Maybe they went to wherever that other person on their own. So yeah, maybe over there you don't have a chazaka of a goyjus, but regarding animals, in darkam leil chabesis nachid, it's not their norm just to walk into someone's property. Lachav him in the I would have thought to say halchav b'hishagid kasav yaday when they get written on his hand. The muchak tzas shushalah, it would seem to be indicating that it is yesh lechazaka that you think she has a chazaka. Lachav meisim a goyjus that is picked specifically from mishlokish's halacha from goyjus. They don't have a chazaka. They don't have a chazaka. Af b'hishesh halchav leim and abshayk my avodim. Even though there is some type of a proof that, you know, they're not just going to go on their own, like by slaves. Even so, it's not going to work. Like this must be the beginning of the Gemara, that Isha lo yada laknoye. No, she doesn't know how to give over the kinyan, and therefore it's not going to be valid. Pirush, in other words, bedavachu magzala. We're talking about something that he's going to give back to her. Something he's going to give back to her, but lagum makanyele. So therefore, then she's not really fully being makan at him. She's really like just she thinks she's lending it to him, and therefore that's why it's not going to work. Now, avagav damin lael. So Tais is bothered by a question. It says although we had previously said that makes the cipher the monetary value of the writing of the cipher, even though it's the woman's paying for it, but it has to be b'chasav la that he has to write it. So akin l'rabban midida. That Rabban, like, they made a kinyan from her, so why is here any different? So Tais Nami Kamakam still, Tavla di da, her tablet loy aknala, that they were not makna to him, and therefore she has to, and therefore we're concerned that she's not really doing it. She's only like lending it to him. And then since they're going to say, Bechil yod masnin the kisabas, doesn't the Gemara know the Mishnah of kisabas, the which on the next Amid, the Pasha min of the Samach, that the Gemara ends up resolving from the Isha kisabas to get the woman. Could write her again? So why is the Gemara entertained to say it wouldn't be good? But Shem says, what you can say is the muscle of you know, you could reject and to say the chasevas al klaf, the baal. You could say that they were talking about that she's writing on the parchment of the husband. She said, she's just paying for the payment of the writing. So that it wouldn't be right. I, Rav Ashi, the Pashimina that he does resolve from there, as the Gemara ultimately concludes. He understands that it's talking about her parchment, not his. Continue next taste and last, we begin with the Maghab Chesbik Sab Yaday Vachem Chesman. And he would write with his own handwriting and others would sign. So you see, we do say Aknu Maknu. Says taste from time, you're going to say, wait a second, my English Ter Halva, what are you bringing from loan documents, which is that story over there, Leget, Halachas of Get, where Ter Halva, they're just for proof. It's not creating any effect. But Philip Milva Peh, and actually the truth is, even though oral loan, without a document, you gave him mishab. Really, you would collect from collateral. Eloi mishum dein lakal only because the word doesn't get out. Because the man the yozav someone borrows between the yozav he borrows in private. No one's going to know about it. Now mecher, but regards to a sale shesh lakal that actually the word gets out. I mean the gemara says with the mem base. I'm mechas today beidim. Someone sells his field witness. Says good mechas mishabadim. So you see, the shtar is not integral. So what are you proving from there that it's going to work? To get which the star is critical. So when the Farish says it would seem to explain, the Nili Gemara, the Gemara understands, Mstama, presumably, Kimin Shahaya, meaning there's an added part of the story that's not being said. Kimin Shahaya, Mabul Chol B'nei Ha'ir. Since he would lend to all the city members, as the Rais Toma, how magnanimous he is, the Mishnah is saying in Idias, that, Sagam Him Hoya Oysam Li Teva, they also did favors to him, but Nuisan Li Matana, they would give him as a gift, Oy Merchamo, they'd sell and sell this field. Which sometimes that kinyan would only happen with a document. For example, when they write the document, suddenly this one, luck my field is given to you, oy machu lach would sold to you. But gamash dogas elu and hayukais vaysam. Even those documents they would write about chaymachas mother would sign. Obviously, that was happening through a kinyan, and those are documents that are like get that are creating the kinyan. That's where the we were saying that you see Akunamarakampu, and therefore that was the Gemara's question.